Business model and generic business strategy. A business model is an organization's plan to generate revenue and turn a profit based on its operations. It shows how the organization will differentiate itself from the competition and how it will function, including the expenses it expects to incur and how its components will work together. A business model is the organization's modus operandi or way of doing things, and it consists of the following elements: organizational strategy, the mission, vision, and overall goals of the organization, including financial and stakeholder goals. Business strategy, what is the generic basis of competition, plus refinements to this strategy. Business plan, how to make the strategy happen. Value proposition, set of core competencies, cost structure. Revenue model. Typically, a business strategy will outline how to grow the business, how to distinguish the business from the competition and outperform them, how to achieve superior levels of financial and market performance, and how to create or maintain a sustainable competitive edge. Generic business strategies help determine the business unit's general tactics. Generic business strategies include least cost, differentiation, and focus. Least cost relates to a lower cost than the competition for an otherwise equivalent product or service. Differentiation relates to a product or service with more features, options, or models than the competition. Focus relates to whether the product or service is designed for a broad audience or a well-defined market segment or segments. There are many ways that these generic strategies can be combined or made into hybrids, for example. Low cost focuses on delivering no-frills basics with low prices that are hard to match. Cost is the basis for competition. Best cost focuses on delivering the best value at a relatively low price. Both cost and quality are the basis for competition. Broad differentiation creates product/service attributes that appeal to many buyers looking for variety of goods. Customer experience and/or quality are often the basis for competitive differentiation. Focused differentiation develops unique strategies for targeted niche markets to meet unique buyer needs. Niche marketing and innovation are important examples of this type of competitive basis. Focused low cost, designed to meet well-defined niche market buyer needs at a low cost. Responsiveness can be the basis for competition. Competitive advantages mirror the strategies used to create them. A competitive advantage exists when an organization is able to provide the same benefits from a product or service at a lower cost than a competitor. Low-cost advantage, deliver benefits that exceed those of a competitor's product or service. Differentiation advantage, or create a product or service that is better suited to a given customer segment than the competition can offer. Focus advantage. The result of this competitive advantage is superior value creation for the organization and its customers. If this advantage is successfully implemented and marketed, it should result in improved profits and market share. To see how low-cost, differentiation, and focus-based competitive advantages could be interpreted in an organization and its supply chain, we will explore each of these strategies in more detail next. Low-cost advantage strategies. Strategies consistent with a low-cost approach to competition include a variety of methods to reduce cost in all areas of the supply chain, including resource extraction, transportation, warehousing, and location and design of retail facilities. A powerful nucleus company with a low-cost strategy and a large market share can exert great leverage on its suppliers. Such a company may be able to require suppliers to cut facility costs, relocate, adopt lean manufacturing, an approach that focuses on waste reduction and quality, change employment practices, and so forth. A low-cost strategy is adopted in supply chain strategy by emphasizing high operational efficiency, standardized products, and tight supplier inventory control. Supplier quality also needs to be high, or rework and returns will cut deeply into the thin profit margins of this model. Supply chain metrics need to measure efficiency from many perspectives, including asset utilization, inventory turnover, and various direct, indirect, and total cost measures. A low-cost strategy should not be confused with target cost. Target costing is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as the process of designing a product to meet a specific cost objective. Target costing involves setting the planned selling price and subtracting the desired profit, as well as marketing and distribution costs, thus leaving the required manufacturing or target cost. For example, this strategy includes numerous dollar stores, where the majority of the products cost only $1 and the selection is huge. A variant on a low-cost strategy for multinational corporations is a global strategy, defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a strategy that focuses on improving worldwide performance through the sales and marketing of common goods and services with minimum product variation by country. Its competitive advantage grows through selecting the best locations for operations in other countries. In addition to selecting low-cost countries for operations, this strategy benefits from economies of scale by selling products with little variation in all markets. The items themselves may be cheap, expensive, or a varying mix of products, but they can have a lower cost than the competition can offer because of these competitive advantages. Note that providing a product or service at the lowest price is generally not compatible with either the differentiation or focus niche marketing strategy. The lower profit margins provided by this approach are more consistent with mass marketing. However, even low-cost products have to meet some quality standards to remain competitive. Also, price competition can exist within a niche or differentiated market. One luxury automobile may undercut another in price, for example, if it maintains a level of quality and a sterling reputation. Product or service differentiation advantage strategies. Determining how to differentiate a product or service begins with a competitive analysis to see what the competition has to offer. According to the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, competitive analysis is an analysis of a competitor that includes its strategies, capabilities, prices, and costs. Once a company has analyzed the offerings of competitors, it may differentiate its products and services in a number of ways. This is known as product differentiation, a strategy of making a product distinct from the competition on a non-price basis, such as availability, durability, quality, or reliability. ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary. The following are some types of differentiation: high quality, durability, appearance, performance, type of materials, and so on. Quality is often an order qualifier, a necessary prerequisite for a purchase. Diversity of the product line, offering customers many options. The opposite of this approach was Henry Ford's alleged claim that people could have his cars in any color they wanted as long as they wanted black. Greater reliability, which could be considered a type of quality. Special features not available from competing products or services. Taking quality as a differentiation strategy example, the idea is to gain a reputation for reliability and consistency, which requires solid investment in product development and the processes of source, transform, especially quality assurance, and return. Quality can be a differentiator for perishable or fragile goods. In this case, transportation and storage are key areas to focus on in the supply chain strategy. For example, Tropicana has not only invested in cutting-edge refrigerated trucks, but has also developed a system to ensure that oranges are harvested at peak ripeness. Supply chain strategies appropriate for product differentiation include the following: modular design combined with postponement. Postponement is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a product design or supply chain strategy that deliberately delays final differentiation until the latest possible time in the process. Modular design with postponement allows last-minute customization to meet specific consumer demands. A base model with numerous options to reduce the risk of obsolescence, for example, the same base could be used with upgraded subcomponents. While providing a large effective inventory, many configurations with a small actual inventory. Collaboration with suppliers to develop innovative designs, numerous options appealing to different customer tastes, artistic design, and so on. Global track and trace technology to reduce the risk of counterfeit items or subcomponents. Another way to differentiate a product or service is to provide a superior customer experience. When customer experience is the organization's primary competitive basis, the organization develops a thorough understanding of customer preferences to provide products and services that are just right and are available where and when the customer needs them. This could be as simple as a convenience store that is always open. When customized services are offered, the organization's supply chain needs to be sophisticated enough to measure the cost of offering these services to ensure that they remain profitable. From an inventory and logistics perspective, differentiation requires getting goods and services to customers based on their preferences while avoiding the need for expedited production or delivery. For example, Zappos.com is a shoe, jewelry, and clothing website that places customer service above all other priorities. Their customer service specialists are trained to take as much time as needed to help each customer, even calling them back after tracking down a difficult-to-find pair of shoes, rather than the standard call center philosophy of minimizing customer call time and thus cost. Since they do not offer above-average pay to call center employees to ensure that they get only employees who want to provide this high level of personalized service, they offer new employees a one-time cash offer to quit after the first week. This provides an incentive for less committed employees to self-select out. In the business-to-business arena, customer experience may mean keeping the customer's operations up and running without interruption. For example, Sandvik Mining provides rock drilling equipment and parts for mining operations. In this industry, keeping the customer's equipment going over all work shifts, day in and day out, is more important than the price of the equipment and spare parts. Providing this reliable customer experience is what the organization differentiates itself on. Focus advantage strategies. Ways to create a focus advantage include niche marketing, responsiveness, innovation, focus, niche marketing versus mass marketing. Companies can choose to develop products and services for a mass market or for a focused slice of a larger market, a niche market. As defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, mass marketing is the strategy of sending the same message to all potential customers. Mass marketing's advantage is the ability to create a simple message and repeat it numerous times using mass media until the message enters the consciousness of consumers. Mass marketing is appropriate for products and services that have broad appeal across many market segments, either because they are staples that everyone needs or because marketing can be used to create an apparent general need or desire. Bottled water is an example of a product that marketing has developed into an apparent need. Mass marketing is not just for standardized products. For example, it can be used to sell a customizable product, such as a sandwich restaurant that allows customers to specify toppings. The point of mass marketing is to have a single message that can be broadly disseminated, not necessarily to restrict customers to a one-size-fits-all product or service. Niche marketing is used to design messages to be especially appealing to one or more market segments. It can also use less costly delivery channels because messages can be delivered over just the media the target segments, also known as channels, are likely to use. Internet advertising can even tailor marketing messages to a segment of just one person based on that person's browsing or purchasing history. Some examples of mass market approaches include catering to high net worth customers with products such as luxury automobiles, yachts, large homes, or specialized services such as estate planning, personal training, or expensive cruises. Designing for a limited age group, such as children or senior citizens with special needs, instead of serving a broader population. Providing products or services for residents of a particular geographic area, such as growing vegetables for a neighborhood market, rather than for packaging and shipping around the nation or world. Niche marketing shares some characteristics with product/service differentiation. In both cases, the product or service provided to customers has special features. Differentiation by quality, for example, can be the same thing as catering to high net worth customers. Low net worth customers, or value shoppers, can also be a niche market. Some supply chain strategies will work for both approaches. Collaboration to achieve distinctive design is one example. Depending upon the niche, sourcing may focus more on finding special expertise or high-quality materials than on low-cost labor or materials. An international variant on niche marketing is a multi-country strategy. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines this as a strategy in which each country market is self-contained. Customers have unique product expectations that are addressed by local production capabilities. Focus. Responsiveness. Perhaps the most obvious example of responsiveness is the fast food industry that grew up in the last half of the 20th century, led by McDonald's. Diners at fine restaurants will happily wait half an hour for their meal, but employees on short lunch breaks become impatient with even a few minutes in line. In the early days of the Toyota Prius automobile, a highly differentiated car, buyers were known to wait for months for a new vehicle. But business people or diplomats on assignment expect a rental car or limousine to be ready immediately when they arrive at the airport. Manufacturers of clothing prosper or go bankrupt by their ability to bring the latest seasonal designs to market rapidly. Perishable products, such as raw food items, must be delivered while fresh. Services may also compete on the basis of speed by cutting time spent waiting on the phone, standing in line, or processing paperwork. Supply chains designed for responsiveness may rely on substantial supplies of safety stock to avoid outages. Supply chains may have multiple warehouses to place products nearer to users. Another way to develop responsiveness is to invest in supply chain agility, which refers to the ability of sourcing and manufacturing to ramp up or down in production volume quickly without undue costs or hardship. Setting up an agile supply chain can have a large initial cost, but over time it might be more cost-effective than relying on large safety stocks. Focus, innovation. A focus on innovation means ensuring that the organization's products and services remain so cutting-edge that they become must-have items for the target market. Apple is a clear example of this competitive model. To succeed at innovation, an organization needs to not only invest heavily in research and development, but also address changing customer desires related to functionality and style. Supply chains enable an innovation strategy by focusing on time to market and time to volume. Time to market creates the differentiation between the organization and its competitors. Products that get to market sooner can capture market share before the competition copies the innovation. Time to volume is critical because demand will peak in the early period of the release and then drop off relatively quickly. Failure to satisfy demand during the early period will severely impact profits. A supply chain that is fully integrated with product design will provide designers with materials and subcomponents that can be quickly and efficiently sourced and produced. This requires close integration of information flows, processes, and physical plants and assets. Organizations also need to establish defined quality levels for all suppliers so that the right parts arrive on time with no delay. Since compressing design and innovation increases the risk of quality issues, this places more of the quality burden on suppliers, which may result in delays if they come up short. For example, on the verge of its initial release, the Apple Watch had a supply chain issue with a defective subcomponent. A part that made a gentle tapping sensation on the wrist was found to be defective. Since quality control found this issue before the watches were shipped to customers, rework, but not recall, was needed, and one of the two suppliers of this subcomponent needed to be abandoned. The remaining supplier needed extra time to ramp up to the increased demand. This created a bottleneck on time to volume at a critical time for the innovative technology. Choosing business strategy. It is important to focus primarily on one competitive strategy, at least within a given business unit. Most strategies have trade-offs that make it difficult or impossible to pursue more than one at once. For example, providing high service at the lowest price is a challenge. The marketing messages will also become confusing. However, not all the strategies are mutually exclusive. For example, product differentiation and niche marketing fit well together. That being said, trying to be all things will dilute the competitive advantage organizations gain from specialization. While a company that focuses on innovation needs to keep costs competitive and a low-cost strategy company still needs to pay attention to quality, these lower priority considerations should not be allowed to drive strategic decisions. For example, Spirit Airlines has decided to be the dollar store of airlines. Since it is an airline, it obviously needs safe airplanes, but strategic decisions are based on the budget travel model. The number of seats per plane needs to be maximized even if this impacts customer comfort, so their seats don't recline. They also charge for water and all other items and put advertisements all over the plane. Customer complaints are high with this airline, but they get many repeat customers, even many complaining customers, because the price of the flight is the driving factor behind their actual purchase decisions. Once an organization has decided on a business strategy, it uses these choices to drive the supply chain strategy.